Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Introducing STRAP to the blind and beyond audience. 3 years in the making, STRAP is an innovative, wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. STRAP's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At STRAP Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live
from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
We're back. And we're We are back. Yes, we are.
Yep, you're right.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you listened to the first hour. It was very entertaining.
It really was.
And I hope you learned something.
Thank you, David.
I have still something out there I would like to take.
Thank you.
A movie that I was thinking about is called The Proud Marine. So far in my mind, I can only think the actor who was doing the main lead was Garfield. I can't think of Garfield's first name. Anybody saw the movie? Anybody knows the movie I'm talking about? It's about a soldier who was sent home from the war, and he was in the hospital, and he went blind. He's from Philadelphia.
Really? The only Garfield I know is a cat.
No, I'm talking about, anyway.
I'll look up.
Movie was done in the 50s.
Cat named Garfield.
I happened to catch the movie about a week ago or 2 weeks ago on Turner Broadcasting.
What's the name of the movie again, Michael?
The Proud Marine.
Interesting. I don't know. You got me beat there. Don't know that one. But someone is bound to know in our listening audience.
He said because he went blind, his life was over. He didn't know what he was going to do. He was breaking up with his girlfriend. The girlfriend loved him. And the girlfriend said, I don't care if you lost your eyes. John Garfield. Then just told me. Al Schmidt. That's his name.
Eleanor Parker is Luke Hartley.
He played Al Schmidt. His name was John Garfield. That's the movie. The Proud. What year was it made?
Actually, it's Pride of the Marines.
Oh, it's called. What was it called?
Pride of the Marines.
Pride. Oh, the Pride.
Not
the Pride.
Just Pride.
Oh, Pride. The movie was called Pride
of the Marines.
Of the Marines. No, the Pride of the Marines. What year?
1945.
It was made in 1945.
No wonder you made it so hard on it for it.
That's the movie I was.
He had the wrong name.
No, close enough.
Let's do David's trivia while we have time.
Okay, David, do your trivia.
Yeah!
407-894-680.
All right, here's my trivia. This is a song that a few years ago, Brenda and I went to Cambridge, England, and I had a chance to meet a very cool guy who actually wrote this song, and we still keep in touch. And what is the name of the group doing this song in the mid-1980s? Call us at 407-894-1680. Please play, Chris. All right, that's a good taste of it, dear Chris.
Let's see if anybody gets it.
No, Walking on Sunshine. Boy, I think that person got their point across. They only said that three or four times.
I remember that music. Did they use that for a commercial?
You come up
something?
With these songs, David.
This was a very famous song by this group.
A very, very popular song.
Yes. And I'm anxious to find out who... See, I'm not really into pop music, but once... All of a sudden, this is. I love this song since I know the gentleman who wrote it. So it's a cool little tune. He did well for himself. But I bet someone knows who did it. And call us at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. I've always wanted to do that. Operators are standing by.
They better call back quickly.
That's right.
I'm talking about Flying Marines.
Yeah.
Our operators, who's also our producer, our engineer, he does everything. He makes good coffee, keeps the studio nice and clean.
doesn't like the coffee.
He does it all. You don't like coffee, Chris?
I'm not a coffee fan, but
no, he's not.
Every now and then, I might have to partake in.
But I know you make some awesome Girl Scout cookies. I've had those before.
Yeah, those taste like steak. Sometimes I'm working on those now. The ones right. That taste like steak with your favorite A1 sauce on it.
Well, that'll be interesting. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, that sounds a little scary there, Chef Chris, but we appreciate that.
Oh, David, listen to this. Somebody put on, one of my friends put on Facebook over the weekend. I forgot to tell Michael. Ice cream by Kraft Mustard. It's yellow ice cream. It tastes like Kraft Mustard. And then she said, well, who would like it? And I said, nope. Not even my kind of mustard.
I don't think I would like it.
Wait. What now? It's
ice cream.
It's yeah, mustard that tastes like ice cream, or it's ice cream that tastes like mustard?
It's ice cream that tastes like Kraft yellow mustard.
That's what I was afraid. You were saying.
Some people like fruit in their Jell-O.
Not me.
I like fruit, and I like Jell-O, but I don't like fruit in my Jell-O.
So ice cream that tastes like mustard, would you put that on like a ham sandwich somehow?
You put ham in your ice cream.
You know, I'm not sure exactly how you'd use that, but it sounds intriguing. I like mustard, maybe on a hot dog.
Lynn thinks it sounds disgusting.
Ice cream and hot dogs go together, right? I don't know.
But I don't know. That's kind of different.
Yeah, you know, Chris, Lynn's got some interesting friends. Doesn't it sound like?
Right. Very intriguing. We might need to link up. Can we
I'm
make?
Just saying,
can we make
Lynn,
that out of cookie
know.
Batter?
I know.
Yeah, Brenda knows what.
Nobody's got to do.
Remember when we went to Jeremiah's?
I got a call. Hold on one moment.
That was it. Herb lemon, like.
Oh yeah, that's right. At Jeremiah's Ice, we had herb lemon something or other flavor. So that
you know the owner.
Lemon.
You do?
Yeah, from Jeremiah. Yeah.
Michael knows Jeremiah's owner. Yeah, that's cool.
Al's from where Michael lives.
He's from New Jersey.
We love Jeremiah's Ice. A free plug to Jeremiah's.
It's a local thing.
They're very nice.
In another world, Jeremiah was a big on our show. He was advertising on our show.
He started with a pushcart in New Jersey.
Big in the Bible, too.
Yeah, he had one location. Now he's in Tampa. He's in Portland. He's in many locations.
He's in Sarasota, yeah.
A lot of, I think he's up to now 15 or 20 locations now.
All righty. Listen, we got a caller calling in all the way from the big city, the great big city of Orlando, Florida. He goes by the name of Roderick. Roderick from Orlando, Florida. Roderick, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Were you calling in for the trivia?
Is this the world famous Roderick?
Yep.
What? Roderick from Lighthouse?
I was the calling Roderick to win the prize for the radio station. Katrina in the Wave was the song.
Yay! Congratulations,
Roderick. Oh, Mike, he got it.
Wow.
Thank you for calling in.
He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And, Roderick, I especially appreciate you calling in because it makes me look good because sometimes people don't know the songs that I pick. So you bailed me out.
Thank you.
And you, plus you get a gift card for Subway, which is good.
Because
they're awesome.
You better give Chris's address. We don't have that.
Yeah, be sure to stick around and give the address, your address, so we can send you the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
It's Roderick from Orlando.
Roderick, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
And if you want to take me out of the Subway, that's okay.
All righty. We got another calling all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina. Our good friend, the one and only Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin. Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin, where you been? How are you?
Hey Kevin. We missed you, Kevin.
Lynn, David. Oh, I was calling in for the trivia, but someone got it before me. But
did you know who it was?
I do have two other answers for you.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let me hear answers.
Okay, the answer to that one movie you're asking about was John Garfield. I think it was 1945 or something like that.
One
of the earlier trivia, about blind, Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty popular movie there.
It really was. But I hate to tell you, since a couple other people beat you to it, I can't give you any prizes this time.
Yeah,
although I wish I could.
I know. And
but they were good answers.
I'm going to have to send you a couple of songs for trivias, and they will really stump the people.
Well, you know, the thing is,
we're always open there, Kevin, for you. Anytime.
It is cool for ideas, but see, when I'm on, I love to give away prizes, so I want people to win. That's why Michael and Lynn say, Dave, you only can come once a month. You give away too many prizes. So
yeah, well,
we're gonna go to break.
The one song would be a pretty popular folk country song from the 60s.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show.
Bye.
Kevin, we're off the air.
Thanks, Kevin.
Going to Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And don't forget, folks, if you missed any part of this show or any show over the last, over 300 shows that we archived that are on our webpage. Go to our webpage, check us out, and you can see, over 300 archived shows. Our webpage is Blind and, don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to me, just write M-I-C-H-A-E-L, which is Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You got it? Don't forget.
Got it.
Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, Lynn.
With the background of two of our dogs are wrestling in the background, so I apologize, Fi.
That makes it so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. Live from Orlando. So anyway, I'd like to welcome, there's a little story behind this. Fi was supposed to come on, but we had technical difficulties. I don't even know when that was, about a month ago, and everything went awry. So Fi was nice enough to say he would join us tonight. So I'd like to welcome for the first time Fi Mo, and Fi is the president of Foundation Fighting Blindness in Arizona. So welcome, Fi. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Thank you.
Hello, Fi.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello.
Say hi to Dave, our co-host Dave tonight.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, man, good to have you with us.
Yeah, and Michael, you met all off the air. So how are you?
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in Foundation Fighting Blindness. Tell us a little bit about your eye condition.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on, and congratulations on your sixth season, your sixth anniversary.
Thank you.
That's very exciting for that, and what you're doing for our community. So I thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you. So, as you mentioned, I have a retinitis pigmentosa, and I know I hear a lot of the ads on here, and I'm very grateful for Foundation Fighting Blindness to be a sponsor as well. So I was diagnosed in my mid-20s, and I'm 47 now, so it's been about 20-some years that I've noticed something wrong. And I should say, I noticed something in my mid-20s, and it took about 10 years before I actually got diagnosed. And really, during that time, I just felt really lonely, to be honest with you. Like, I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know exactly what it was. I couldn't see things that other people could see. And it just was this journey to try to just figure out and understand what was going on with my vision. I couldn't see at night. And then I had to stop driving at night, and just a lot of the similar journeys that other folks with RP and other retinal diseases go through and understand. So at one point, I was diagnosed in Massachusetts at the Mass Eye and Ear. At the time here in Arizona, we didn't have a specialist who was able to diagnose me. So I went to Mass Eye and Ear in Massachusetts, and then I saw a poster when I was there for Vision Walk. And I was like, well, what's Vision Walk? I was very curious about that. And so I looked it up, and I looked to see if there was something local here in Arizona, and there was. So I actually attended my first Vision Walk in 2016 with a dear friend and also with my husband. And we started to learn a little bit about the foundation and attend some of the local chapter events. So FFB also hosts national conferences, and I attended my first national conference in 2016. And I felt like I just found a community of people who really understood what I was going through, you know, that I could share that experience of like running into things and kicking over, you know, those wet floor signs that like, that are like the bane of our existence.
Truly can relate.
Yes, right? Just those little things, like the ground level that you just kick and trip over. So I just found that community that I had been craving and just wanting to be a part of. So I came back to Arizona, and I got more involved in our local chapter here. And I just learned about, you know, the research that's happening. And that's the exciting part for me, is all the research that's going on, and just finding ways to find cures and treatments for visual impairments.
The gene therapy, yes. And there's so much going on. It's unbelievable. One company after another now is trying to reverse blindness.
It really is. And I remember that first conference I went to, they talked about Luxturna, which is the treatment that was approved in 2017 for one specific gene, the RPE65. And they showed us this video of like kids that were in the clinical trial. And first of all, bless those kids and parents who went through a clinical trial and you know, paved the way for what we have today. But they put them through this path that, like, in various amounts of light. And, you know, for those of us with RP and other visual impairments, like low light and trying to maneuver around a path, it's very difficult. So they showed the people, the kids that went through that path, and then they showed them after the treatment. And, like, before the treatment, they just, you know, tripped over things and ran into things. Afterwards, they were able to walk that entire path and get through it to the door on the other side, and
wow.
It just gave me chills.
For real?
Wow, that is really happening, you know? And that was in 2016. And then to hear Luxturna be approved by the FDA, the very first gene replacement therapy of any kind, not just for vision, but for any type of gene therapy.
Really?
To be approved by the FDA. Yeah, that was from like 15, 16 years of research that the foundation and other organizations funded to get to that point. And like you said, Lynn, it's like now there's so much more because that was the first one. There's a lot of clinical trials in the process and a lot of hope. And that's what inspires me to get involved, is that hope and sharing that story with other people and sharing that hope with others that there's more out there.
I think it's in the very near future. I really do. From what I've been reading, because I read all these companies.
Science is moving real quick right now.
Yeah.
It is.
So tell us a little bit about what you do, because I was fascinated to hear what you do. Not related to Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Oh, like outside of FFB?
Your job, if you're allowed to mention it. Yeah.
Yes. So I work at Carvana.
Which I found fascinating because our daughter got her car from them.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. He works for Carvana. She had her car delivered to the house. So what do you do there?
I am a project manager. So mm-hmm. I work in our engineering product and engineering team. And I manage various projects through our company. Just a lot of the projects I've been working on have been more for what we call the supply chain. So mm-hmm. in Orlando, actually, we have one of our inspection centers in Haines City, which I believe is very close to Orlando.
Yeah, I know Haines City, yes.
Okay.
It's west of here, yeah.
So we just opened up a new inspection center there. And what that inspection center does is, so when we purchase vehicles, we take it there. It's one of our locations we have around the U.S. where we'll inspect the vehicle, recondition it, and then sell it on our website.
Amazing.
So Florida
That's
is a
amazing.
Huge market for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a new way of selling cars. You know, and what I love about Carvana and what, you know, that I enjoy the most is the number one thing we care about is customer experience. You know, mm-hmm. it's like if we can make sure it's a good customer experience, the rest will take care of itself.
I know my daughter's satisfied. I got a question for you. Do you use like JAWS or David? What are some of the other screen reader programs?
Lots of different ones, but it's just exciting that along with all the other stuff that you do, they're fine. The fact that you're telling the listening audience about a normal job that a visually impaired person is doing, that, you know, this is only secondary we're talking about, but it's very important to people to realize that you're obviously very well qualified to do a job like this. And so maybe talk about that for just a second, if you don't mind.
That's why I brought it up, Dave, because I couldn't believe it when I
Yeah, no, I think it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've started through my involvement with the foundation and getting involved with the chapter. I've gone through vocational rehabilitation here in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and that took about 2+ years to complete. You know, like independent living, Braille, white cane, mobility and orientation training.
Sure.
And then assistive technology, and that's where I use a lot. I use the assistive technology at work. So I use a Mac, and predominantly okay. So I use a Chrome browser on a Mac. And where I'm at currently in my vision loss journey, I call it, is that I convert, I basically invert a lot of my screen to be dark mode.
Gotcha.
And that is much more comfortable for my eyes. I can zoom in at this point and be able to still see things. You know, and read. I take advantage of the readers that are basically built in to Mac, and just a lot of times let my ears do the reading for me, and just have things just read to me, and I might follow along with the text. But I found Carvana to be super accommodating. You know, basically anything I needed, they would provide for me,
that's,
so that I can continue
fantastic.
To do my job.
Good for
yeah.
them.
Hey, listen, we got a call on the phone line. Our good friend Dan Day calling in from Altamont Springs, Florida.
Oh, Dan. Yes.
Yeah, Dan
Day.
Yeah,
that guy. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan Day.
Hey, Dan. Hey there, gang. How you doing tonight?
Real good. How are you?
Hey, Dan.
Good. Dan is in charge of the Foundation Fighting Blindness in the Orlando area.
Hey, talk to Fi.
Absolutely. Hey, Fi. Yeah. How you doing, Fi? Yeah, just
good.
Wanted to say, Fi.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks for all of the work that you've been doing and for being such a great ambassador and a great leader out there in Arizona. You've certainly done a lot to organize that area out there, and it's really good to hear your story tonight, and it's so encouraging to hear about all of the things that are coming along. And so I'll let you get back to your story, but I'll put in the quick plug here. When you're talking about treatments and cures, there's going to be a very interesting webinar coming up this coming Saturday by the Foundation. That's free and is all about the clinical trials. So if there are people out there who would like to hear just what we are putting into the clinic now and what we're trialing out, gene therapy and stem cells and all of that, just go to fightingblindness.org and you'll get a little pop-up to register. And if you cannot make it this Saturday, you can see it on the replay later on. So that's my little plug for tonight. And thanks again, Fi. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Dan.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
And thanks for mentioning about that thing too. It's cool to know about of all the stuff that's coming out these days.
All right, Fi. Before we say goodnight, we'd love to have you back again. Why don't you tell everybody who's listening, possibly in Arizona, and how they can find out about Foundation Finding Blindness, the local chapter?
Sure. Well, thank you. Gosh, I feel like the time has flown by so fast.
It does.
It has. Far too fast.
We're on for 2 hours. Michael wanted to do 3. I said, no can do.
Well, see, if you were boring, unfortunately, it would be a different story, but you're too interesting, so that's why it's going by quick. But we'll have you back for sure.
I'd love to. Thank you. Yeah, and as Dan mentioned, we do have a chapter, a webinar coming up this Saturday. And you go to findingblindness.org to learn to sign up for that. As far as our Arizona chapter and any chapter, you can go to findingblindness.org/chapters. And there's over 40 chapters out there all across the U.S., some great volunteers. And I just, they inspire me, and the people that they inspire me. It's just it's a great organization. So I encourage people, if they're interested, go find a local chapter. There's a page for each one, a link. If you have any questions, you can go to chapters@fightingblindness.org. I'll say that again, chapters@fightingblindness.org. You can email that and get in contact with your local chapter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
bye. Really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure to meet you and to talk a bit, and we'll look forward to next time.
And I'm glad we didn't have any problems tonight. We got you on.
Thanks for the hard work you're doing too, man. It's good, important stuff.
Stay safe and be well.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
Sell a bunch of cars, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brother. See ya. Thanks. They sound like a good organization.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you'd like to call in, it's 407-894-1680. We are live from Orlando, Florida. If you have something to say, say it. Call in, 407-894-1680. Lynn, it's okay. Time for Adam.
It's time for Adam.
Time for Adam.
It's Adam's segment. Yes, it is. Well, we'd like to welcome back our friend Adam Spencer. And if you don't know by now, Adam is the owner and founder of Able Docs, the accessibility company up in Canada, in Toronto. Correct? Or Ontario?
Yes.
Toronto.
Adam.
Well, Toronto, Ontario.
Well,
yeah,
Adam,
that's where
that I
know. Here's Michael. I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I was a manager at a company, let's just say a large company, and I employ some blind folks, besides that, we do business with a lot of blind folks. Why would I want, let's just say, what would your organization, how could your organization help me?
Able.
Why would AbleDot can help me? Is there any way why you can say that AbleDot would help me?
Well, there are really two reasons. So, one, wanting to make sure that the content is fully accessible for everyone, whether someone has a print disability or someone who is sighted. What we do to a file, and there have been a few changes since we spoke last, so we can get into that later on. But there, other than being proactive, you're really trying to mitigate your potential risk exposure to any litigation that's pending against you or potentially pending. So we really see ourselves in the business of risk mitigation for large organizations. For companies that haven't realized that they need to make accessible, they need to make content accessible for all users, we're really being proactive in ensuring that everyone can read the content, regardless of how they consume it. And that's a fundamental shift in the way that people are going to read and understand what your company is doing.
Adam, this is Dave. I'm hoping I can ask a couple quick questions of you.
Okay, jump in.
And one of them you probably covered in past shows that I might have missed, but I think one of the hardest things for blind people on a website and a lot of sighted people, strangely enough, is the strange CAPTCHA thing that people always have to use. And so I wonder how you get around doing that, because you could not only help blind people, but probably a whole lot of sighted people not go insane with those CAPTCHA things.
You know, Dave, the number of times we hear people saying, I know that the CAPTCHA is wanting me to pick out all of the streetlights or the boats,
so
or
that.
You know, whatever it is on the CAPTCHA. It is truly this hit or miss way to interact with content.
Right.
Organizations who are using CAPTCHAs, there's a reason why we have to use CAPTCHAs.
Sure.
And that reason is websites get spammed and hacked.
The robot deal. People use robots to cause havoc to some of these companies. And
there is nothing worse than a bot. There just isn't. For about 3 hours, we were the largest reseller of Viagra in Canada. We didn't even know it because we had been hacked, and it happens.
There's a big problem with hacking these days, as we know from the oil problem here recently too in the States.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, it's affecting North America wide. So there are more accessible CAPTCHAs versus less accessible CAPTCHAs, and part of the problem is web developers who don't understand the impact of what they're selecting for that CAPTCHA. We need to make sure that we're educating as many people as we can. We need to be indicating that a simple CAPTCHA is traditionally horrendously inaccessible, but a reCAPTCHA is more accessible, and there are fully accessible CAPTCHAs with options to indicate that I am a screen reader user trying to or a screen magnifier user trying to interact with a website, and I need a workaround.
So at least you've got answers, which is good, because I know at one time, at least the capture thing for the blind has come a long way with the audio, because at one time when they would have all these voices talking at one time, it was impossible to figure out. Now some of them have improved, but the other quick for question, sure. The other quick question I've got to ask you, since you talked about, you know, of these, excuse me, these companies wanting to avoid legal problems and such, by any chance, did you have any involvement with Domino's Pizza? Because, you know, that Domino's Pizza is a, you know, I can't say I loved them to begin with, but now, of course, I'm staying away from Domino's because they fought the Supreme Court. They didn't want to be accessible. And I'm sure you know about it, but you might comment.
Of course. Yeah, I truly don't understand how a national organization can sit there and suggest that their inability to interact with a buying population, a consumer base, is against their better interest.
Right. They just did not want to get it. It was amazing to me, too, to want to fight it to the Supreme Court that they just simply did not want to be accessible to blind people.
And not to mention their ability to be a leader in this. And we've seen so many organizations embrace accessibility and say, you know what? You're right. We should be more accessible or fully accessible and really build towards a barrier-free digital presence.
It's not always that hard either, right? I mean, sometimes people don't have to rebuild or...
No. And Winn-Dixie was the same, last week, we saw the same thing where the Supreme Court is really not understanding the implications of making a website or a document accessible. It's people who don't understand the impact of making a website accessible and truly how little of an impact it takes. There has been such an ignorance towards making content accessible that the immediate reaction is, we can't do it, it's going to be too expensive. Well, that just isn't true. If you understand how websites should be built, especially with a national organization that's not going to be using a traditional content management system like a Drupal or a
do-it-yourself.
Exactly. You're building this out from the ground up, and if you have the right developers who understand accessibility and understand inclusion and understand really how a website is built, making a website accessible is just making a website more usable for everyone.
Even just try a little bit, right? You know?
Of course.
Some of these guys are not even trying. And that's the problem. You know, that's where you come in. You can help them.
We can, and it truly is a position of ignorance. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, when the landscape is looking at organizations saying we need to sue for tens of millions of dollars when it would only cost, you know, a couple hundred thousand to make Domino's website fully accessible, why are we going after millions when all we have to do is have a conversation and engage the organization and say, look, this is a journey, right? There's a spectrum that we have to work through. Will we be fully accessible on day one? No. But if we get to 50% on day 10, you know what? That's pretty good. And we're going to continue to build to make sure we're knocking down barriers left, right, and center. Why is this a bad thing?
That's great. I mean, of course, blind people are going to support these organizations that are making the effort too. You know,
I have to interrupt. You folks understand what we're talking about when it comes to AbleDocs. AbleDocs, do you understand what it's all about with AbleDocs? Listen to what he's talking about right now. Very important.
Making all of these websites accessible is a big thing. If you're a blind or low vision person that has a life that uses a computer, there's a lot of times you're going to hit stuff that is not accessible, and it is going to slow you way down, or if not stop you.
Or if you have an organization, if you're head of a business. And any of the business out there, if you are a project manager of a corporation, if you're anybody who has
a website, need to point them to AbleDocs is what they need to do for sure.
Right.
And how, so where would they send them to? Who should they call, Adam, if they know of a company or somebody that really they need your help?
Well, thanks, Dave. The easy answer is go to abledocs.com. We just relaunched our website. What is that? A week and a half ago now.
It's accessible, I assume, right?
It is.
All right, just making sure.
Table stakes for us, my friend.
I'm sorry. I needed a rim shot there for that one.
It's really about making sure that we're connecting, and you can find us either directly at abledocs.com. You can go to LinkedIn and find us at LinkedIn/company/abledocs. We're all over social media, and it's really about connecting. And you don't need to know the answer. We do. And even with our latest few acquisitions, we're now fully involved with web accessibility, training, software services, making sure that organizations don't need to be afraid of embarking on that accessible path, and really there to support them and work with their end users, you know, people who are blind or people who have low vision or any sort of print disability. We will always have a conversation with the end user and say, look, we understand you're having a problem. Let's work on that. Have a conversation, have a dialogue, rather than,
right,
this isn't accessible, I'm never talking to you again.
So it's AbleDocs. Can you spell it just in case?
Sure can. It's ABLEDOCS. So Alpha, Beta,
gotcha.
Lima, Echo, Delta, Oscar, Charlie, Sierra. .com.
Holy cow, that was impressive, dude. That was good. I'm a ham radio operator, so I can really appreciate that.
It's not able dot, it's able
docs. Docs like documents. So I wanted to make sure people knew that, and I so.
Dave, we're going to have to say goodnight to Adam because we're almost off the air pretty soon.
Good night, Adam. Good to meet you and talk to you again.
Great.
We'll talk more.
Dave, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Have a good night, bud.
Good night.
Awesome. He's doing good stuff.
Yes, he is.
Well, the folks have to understand what he's trying to do, and the folks that are listening that is in charge of making things accessible, he's a person that can do it.
They need to know how important it is, first of all. If you run across a page that's not accessible, they could even report to AbleDocs, and they might be able to contact them, but
I bet you right now,
important.
I would bet you right now, people listening to this radio show right now don't even know about what's going on with Domino's with the blind. They have no idea.
We'll talk about it next time.
They'll still buy from Domino's.
I could talk about that for a while. Don't even get me going. Now my blood pressure's going up. Chris, I'm sure Chris knows about Domino's.
I heard about it, but I hadn't really went too deep into it, but I don't even eat Domino's anyway.
Well, you don't want to, because here's the deal. I'll just tell you real quick in like 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Domino's, you know, a huge company. They had a very crummy website. It was not very accessible. Someone took them to court, and they gave them a chance of doing better. They chose to not want to. They chose to not want to be accessible or do anything to improve. In fact, they fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. That they wanted to have a right to be just as crummy and lousy of a website as possible. So Domino's gets thumbs down from the blind community, especially me. How about that?
Yeah, they lost you, huh?
Yeah, well, and I'm dragging other people with me because that's a mean, very mean spirited thing. They could do something to help. Instead, they're doing all they can to hinder. And Domino's, prove me wrong.
Watch
shape
out
up. Today. Shape up. Right, Chris?
Shape up or ship out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
David and Chris and Michael, I'd like to do my show wrap up, and then you guys can take us off the air.
Okay.
We'd like you to join us next Sunday, May 23rd. Boy, this is flying by.
It is.
It is. With guest co-host Charles Brooks.
And our guests will be Diego Mendoza and Marco Trujillo from Sunu Band. If you don't know about Sunu Band, good time to tune in. And listen to this. Bryce Weiler was a blind radio sports broadcaster slash color commentator. So that'll be really cool.
I'm going to be listening. I promise that.
Tim Biederman will be rejoining us from Upgrade to tell us all about their new product, Control Glucose. So if you're diabetic or borderline diabetic, you better make sure that you tune in. So it's another busy, busy show. Looking forward to you coming next week, Charles, if you're listening.
Yay, Charles. Feeling better. He's back in the saddle again.
So, folks, I hope you learned something today.
You learned a lot tonight.
I did.
You did?
Yeah,
you
man.
Did.
I did.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised at that because no, I know you know. I know you know.
I know people that know. That's the important thing. I don't really know, but I know people.
Well, I want to know something. When's your next your gig for post COVID?
They're coming around. I'm actually inspired. I went to a party last night. You know what? I haven't gone to a party in over a year and a half. Got together with a bunch of musicians friends. Had a good time, and. A buddy of mine, Jim Harris, a keyboard player, we're going to definitely forge ahead and try to get some gigs here. The trouble is, during the summer, a lot of places want to put you outside, and it's too darn hot here in Florida, so I'm going to wait and be choosy, you know?
I have a question for you, David.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You've been really blind since when, birth?
Well, let's not be official necessarily, but yeah, well, since I could see a very small amount until I was about 11, I believe, 10 or 11, something like that. But it was like 20 over 400. So very legally blind, very bad vision, and now virtually nothing. Yes. So kind of blind since birth, kind of. How's that?
Okay. Just
for an answer.
For the audience.
Yeah, I'm blind though. I mean, I'm more blind than you are, Michael.
Oh no, I'm not totally blind. I'm blind, but I'm not totally blind.
Right. Well, I'm pretty much.
I have light perception. I see shadows. So thank God.
So there's a variety. You know, when people say that they're blind, it doesn't mean you can't see anything. Most of the time, it means most people can see something. It's just it's quite a variety. So
I can see shadows, and mm-hmm. I can see light perception. I can see the difference when I walk outside, the difference between cement and grass. I can look down and see the difference between the cement and grass. I can
see that's
that.
Pretty good. I take that.
Well, maybe we'll talk more about that next time, David, sometime next month.
Ah, so many possibilities, right?
Thank you, David Hillebrand.
Thank you, my dear. Enjoyed it. Michael, good to talk to you, my friend. You're sounding good and chipper and all that.
Thank you.
Which
thank
is good.
You.
You're beating it, so that's the main thing. You're going to beat it.
Trying.
You're going to.
You got to speak it, Mike.
Well.
It's going to happen.
Chris, you're awesome,
well.
Buddy. Yeah, thanks for everything.
Get better soon, Chris.
Yeah, thank you all. I really appreciate you guys for being patient with me. Thank you so much.
Chris, you're kicking it. You got it.
We wouldn't have it any other way. We love you.
Yeah, excellent.
Be well, be safe to all. Hey, listen, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Just 1 week. That's it.
Just one whole
night,
week.
Everyone.
Set your calendar.
Carter told me to tell you guys hi.
Hi. How's it going, man? Some good music coming up in just a second. Don't touch that dial. We got the Reggae Man coming up.
Good night. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. And if you feel up our act.